sometimes you have a really, really maddening experience. Sometimes you're sitting in a restaurant chatting with a friend of yours intently, very interestingly engaged in a topic. And then a little bit later on in the conversation, your friend turns to you and says that behind your back, during the entire conversation, were two members of the Irish rugby team, or certainly at least Donegh O'Callaghan. I could kill this guy that I've been having lunch with. You know, brand_activist on Twitter has the cheek to tell me after he's left that one of my heroes, you know, the second row of the Irish rugby team, ex-British Lion, I think, I'm not 100% sure about that, winner of the Heineken Cup, one of the most gentle beasts known to rugby, has been behind my back, and here I was sitting with Audio Boo in my pocket, able to whip it out and interview him, and the bastard is gone. He's just gone. And here I am sitting here. He's coming back? How do you know he'll come back? Has he ever been in here before?
He told me he'll see us next week.
Did he? Has he ever been here before?
He comes in almost every month.
And who comes with him?
All of his players, whoever.
You mean members of the Munster rugby team have been in here before?
Yeah, I'd say the whole of the Munster team, and yesterday we had Paul O'Connell sitting just in the corner.
You had Paul O'Connell in here eating what? What did Paul O'Connell have to eat then? Come on, spill the beans.
Half a chicken, I think it was. Peri-peri, I'm not sure.
Did he have the French fries?
No chips. No, keeping healthy.
Did he have this stuff I've just had? What's this stuff called?
Frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt, did he have that?
I think he sticked with just a nice coffee at the end.
By the way, this frozen yogurt is bloody good. Look, what's the name of this restaurant anyway, manager of the restaurant? Come here and tell me, what's the name of this restaurant?
Nando's!
Okay, she's a typical South African, you know. I'm surrounded by South Africans. She's from Durban. She spent so long talking to us here that I signed up on Facebook to like Nando's Cork, right? I mean, let me just tell you that this place is a bit unusual. But it's absolutely true that I've missed an opportunity because I've been sitting in Nando's enjoying the food. What have we been eating, by the way, Jonathan Arm? What have we been eating?
We've been eating Nando's flame-grilled peri-peri chicken, Paul.
What's peri-peri for people who don't know it?
Peri-peri is like a flavour. It's like a very hot, spicy flavour.
Yeah, I'm holding it's brown stuff here. It looks like it would fry you. Is it made of chili?
It's chilies, chopped up chilies, marinated in garlic sauce. Get a whole host of different sauces from lemon and herb, which is for those that want to play it safe, all the way through to Nando's extra, extra hot.
Have you ever had the Nando's extra hot?
I'm actually addicted to Nando's extra, extra hot.
You're just being very macho. This is show-off time, isn't it? Because I wouldn't dream of touching stuff that hot. What kind of chilies go into the Nando's extra hot? By the way, you are a shareholder, aren't you?
Absolutely. I have no shareholding in Nando's whatsoever, but I...
Why not? You brought me here to eat.
Because they don't sell franchises in Ireland, Paul. Otherwise, I would own one.
I didn't say a franchise. I said a shareholding. Is it not a public limited company? Does it not have shares?
It does have shares. I think it's listed in South Africa. But I do not own shares in Nando's. So I have no vested interest.
Well, I want to buy shares. Do you think that it's a company with a future?
Absolutely. It's grown phenomenally. When I was a student in South Africa in 1989, I used to go to the first Nando's, which is based in Rosettenville in Johannesburg. And it was famous back then. And since then, it's become a global brand.
It began in 1987.
It began in 1987. In
25 years ago, the 25th anniversary of the company, right?
So it was a Portuguese-owned restaurant that specialized in flame-grilled chicken. That's only fresh, it's grilled, and then obviously it introduced all its different types of exotic spices. So,
are you being paid to tell me all this?
Absolutely not, but I am a Nando's zealot. I think it's one of the best brands in the world.
Look, we just heard that it was in Washington, D.C., and the only place in the
Washington
United States...
State.
Oh, sorry, God. Washington State. The only place in the United States that it's in is in Washington State. Have you ever been to Washington State?
I haven't been to Washington State, but I know where it is.
Where is it?
It's kind of, I think it's north of California, so it's between British Columbia and California.
So it's quite close to our good friend Jane Boyd, Boyd Jane on Twitter.
Could, yeah, I think it actually is. I think it's actually very close to her, yeah.
How long would it take her to get to a Nando's?
Probably take her, if she's in Vancouver, she just needs to cross the border into Washington State. And I think Seattle is in Washington State. I think
so maybe we could city. Maybe we could persuade Jane Boyd to do a recce?
I think so. I think that's a mighty fine idea. Let's do that. Let's
so get we get Jane Boyd to go to Nando's in let's cook this plan up. We get Jane Boyd to go to Washington, to Nando's.
Absolutely.
And we gather here, right?
At the same time.
At the same time. Wow. Different time zones, right? And we produce content about Nando's.
Absolutely.
From two different locations, right? Where and they're in South Africa too?
They're in South Africa. Oh, they have thousands of Nando's in South Africa.
Okay. So and you have contacts in South Africa?
I do.
So at the same time, your contacts in South Africa Absolutely. Take themselves to Nando's.
Absolutely.
And
we do a massive Nando's tweeter.
Exactly. Yeah. Where else are Nando's? They're in London. They're in Britain.
They're in Britain. I think she said, Bev said 270 outlets in the UK. And I think currently 6 in Ireland and expanding.
Okay, let's be gross. Let's be really, really gross and go humongous, right? We will take time. This is the idea. And we'll put a person into every Nando's in the world, wow. right? On social media at the same time, right?
Really?
Right?
That's exciting.
And we will all interact with each other at the same time in every single one, right?
Wow.
Now, who's the CEO of Nando's?
I think it might be Robert Entov.
Ever met him?
I have. In fact, I was at school with him when we were 6 years old.
At that point, the recording stopped because the battery ran out. We carried on developing the idea of a global tweet-up from Nando's. And I don't know how many more minutes we carried on with the conversation. But what do you think of the idea? Would you go to a Nando's now and be on social media? Doesn't matter which one, anything you like, really. Link up with us. We could just, for fun, connect the world. I mean, I guess the vegetarians wouldn't do it, but those who eat chicken, those who want to eat the remarkable kind of chicken I've had for my lunch here, would do it. So, I'm sitting here now after Jonathan Arm has left, after the manager, Bev, of the Cork branch of Nando's has gone, and I'm thinking to myself, out of a little germ of an idea that began with, you know, where is Nando's in the United States, we arrive at the idea of a global tweet-up for a company. The one idea that didn't get expressed on the audio, I think, and I'll just put it in here for the record, is the idea that we could get in the Guinness Book of Records. Now, whether that has any basis in reality, the biggest Twitter tweet-up in the world, could we get in the Guinness Book of Records? I think I'd like to have a go. Maybe some of you who are listening to this audio are already in the Guinness Book of Records and would be able to advise on whether it's a very difficult thing to do or whether the Guinness Book of Records would be a distraction. To me, it would add a fun dimension to it. Interesting. So who do we talk to next?